But first, this is great. The Skinlonen brothers are old friends, NFL veterans, many Super Bowl rings between them as a deep snapper and a punter. They always are looking for work, so they said they'd do an interview for us here at Cowboys training camp with the current Cowboys deep snapper and punter. And I believe we're ready to roll here.
I believe so. They filed this report. We'll hear how it goes.
Here, go ahead.
You want me to start it?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm so nervous.
Okay, I kind of am too. All right, here we are, the Skinlonen for the NFL Network. What was that?
I don't know. It was really loud in my ear, though.
You do. All right, we're here with Jake McQuaid and Brian Anger. Anger's the punter. McQuaid is the deep snapper. And I know that you guys can relate to us. How's it going?
It's going great. Another day of training camp. Life's good.
Yeah, loving it out here in California, so enjoying it.
I'm so excited to talk to you because I was a punter for so many years in the NFL, and so I really like seeing the young guys come along and continue the fine tradition of punting. I think punting is the most important position on the field. What do you think about that?
Agree 100%. Yep, can't say it better myself.
My only other opinion that I have in my life is that rocks are fun to climb on.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot you can say about that. But as a deep snapper, I know, Jake, that you know who I am. I've got 14 Super Bowl rings. I played for Parcells. I played for Belichick. I've played for them all. So what part of your game do you try to emulate me?
Pretty much all of it. I've based 100% of what I do off of watching your film.
You do the fake snap where you draw them off sides all the time. I used to do that.
Yeah, the butt bob.
The butt bob.
The butt bob was the main one.
We share an apartment because we're brothers and stuff, and he's always twerking to practice his butt bob motion.
That's where it came from.
I recommend that. Yeah,
Jake does it too.
Yeah, don't let him lie, but he does. TikTok videos just all day.
Well, you never can prepare for life after football too early. So what are your plans for after football?
I'll probably be on the radio for sure. That's what I was going
to
do.
We suggest TV. We work for the NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, although we don't really have a face for radio or TV, we kind of have faces for print.
Right. Kind of like Ed Werder. Well, now he's on TV now. But
so if you guys had much experience around Oxnard?
I'm from Camarillo, so I grew up just right 15 minutes away from here. So
So you probably had some pretty good sandwiches around here.
Sandwiches, a.k.a. burritos, yes, lots of burritos.
Yeah. Big burritos, I bet, right? Big burritos,
I love it. Yeah, you know, life after football has been tough for Nick and me. We opened up a store in the mall called Nick and Rick's Sick Wicks and Sticks.
That's a candle shop.
The candle emporium, not a shop.
Well, yeah.
Melt your own wax?
Yeah, we make our own wax and everything, and Nick got really severely burned in his crotch area one time.
Yeah, we won't get into that. But speaking of sandwiches, Jake, what's your favorite sandwich?
Buffalo chicken. Buffalo
chicken. Good call.
That's good.
Good call.
Now, you know, for a while, it was tough to get a good buffalo chicken sandwich out of Buffalo, but now it's pretty widespread.
Yeah. By the way, are you related to the actor Dennis McQuaid?
Dennis Quaid?
That's Yeah, he dropped the mic. Yeah, he didn't want to appear too ethnic, I guess.
We get that, being Skinlonens and all. We understand that part of it.
Irish culture there,
Hey, would you like to be, if we do it again, we did it last year for the NFL Network, deep snap across America. We start here in L.A. and we go all the way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, deep snapping. Would you like to join us?
Sounds great. Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Gotta get you ready for the season.
Yeah,
a lot of snaps. A lot of snaps.
What kind of cool cars do you guys drive?
Cool cars. I've got a Jeep Wrangler. It's pretty.
Ooh, that's pretty
cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
you can
cool.
take that off the driveway.
Rock. Yep, climbing rocks like what you like to do.
Yeah. What about you, Jake?
I just drive a truck.
What kind?
Just an F-150.
Those are really cool. You can put stuff in the back.
Yeah. Yep.
Good call. Yeah.
Good call.
A lot of candles. In the back.
I'm so proud of my brother Nick because in high school, he almost seriously considered buying a Mustang.
I didn't know. I got an F-150 too, Jake.
Yeah, he couldn't qualify for the Mustang. Our mommy wouldn't let him get it.
Ricky. It gets kind of weird sometimes. Well, good talking to you guys, and I hope you have a great season.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, you guys have great chemistry working together on the field.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, good luck. Guys.
There they are. That's Brian Anger.
And Jake McQuaid, not related to Dennis.
God, what a mess of an interview.
It's just so full throttle all the time. So much
they
noise.
Jump from topic to topic so quickly.
What a mess.
Those guys didn't know what hit them.
Did sound like they had heard of them, though.
Yeah, they did.
They were familiar. Special teamers, yeah.
How can
they
you not
familiar, and they were definitely laughing throughout the whole thing.
All right, there you go. The Skidlonans with the deep snapper and the punter.
You know, I specialize in putting people on Gordo's hot seat. Dressed up.
Oh, that's what
up.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. So I interviewed a very famous Dallas Cowboy. Actually, he is famous. Neville Gallimore. You've heard of him?
Yes, he is. He's in for a big year.
Sooner. Yes. Very good player. And so I had a little discussion with him, and he was squirming a little bit, but he was very charming and very lovable. Here's my interview with Neville Gallimore on 10 Ticket.
Hey, Neville, you got a minute?
Yeah.
All right, this is a radio interview. This will be a lot easier than that silly TV interview you just did.
All right, name and number mic check.
Neville Gallimore, number 96.
At this rate, who gets in the Ring of Honor first, Jimmy Johnson or Rowdy?
Jimmy Johnson.
If you do think that Jerry will put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor...
I think so, but again, that's above my pay grade answer. So,
why would you put a NASCAR driver though in the Ring of Honor? I don't understand.
I don't know. I hope I'm not a bad person for this, but I'm kind of unfamiliar with the two people you're talking about. I might need to do my research.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're familiar with Jimmy Johnson?
I'm familiar with either.
Okay.
Neither.
Okay. Do you think he's telling the truth there? He's not familiar with
I can
who
see
Jimmy
that.
Johnson is. I guess that was a long time ago
when he coached, yeah.
But Jimmy's on football broadcast.
That's a little hard to believe.
He's not watching that. He's at the game.
I guess so.
Okay, what is the craziest thing that's happened at camp so far?
Nothing's crazy as happened so far. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm in the wrong group, but I don't think anything out of the ordinary has happened. I don't want to make anything up. I'm sorry.
Nobody's had, like, a bad bathroom accident or anything like that?
No.
Reaction to fish tacos?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I don't want to lie.
All right. Do you think after his suspension is over, the Cleveland fans will welcome Deshaun Watson with open towels?
Yeah. Yes, I think they will. He's a hell of a player.
Don't you think the league is going to light on him on only six games for, like, 60 women accusing him?
Again, that's above my pay grade to talk about.
Who's on a shorter leash, Lady Gaga's pit bulls or Mike McCarthy?
Oh, man. The first one.
How many games do the Cowboys have to lose before Jerry speed dialing Sean Payton?
These questions are impressive. One too many.
Which favorite color? I gave you an easy one there.
Black, but it's a shade.
Yeah, that's a value, not a color. Yeah, shade.
Black, even though it's a shade.
But. Yeah. Right. All right. You're not throwing shade my way, are you?
Yep. Pardon me?
Oh. Who's that?
Christian Sam. It's my guy. Yo, Sam.
He's your guy?
Yeah, it's my guy, man.
Yeah,
is he your awkward moment as he's talking to someone else and for a moment?
Friend on the team?
He just became part of the team, but I think, you know, we're going to be real cool. He's a really cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How tall are you and how big are you?
6'2" with my cleats on, about 6'4", 315, rock solid.
Well, you are rock solid. That is true. All right, ready for California quiz?
Come on, man.
What's the capital of California?
L.A.
Which state has the bigger population, California or Texas?
Cal-
California.
And name two people O.J. Simpson has killed.
Yo. Man. Again, that's not for me to answer, but as a football player, man, he's a great, one of the greats. Can't tell you about the other stuff. That's not for me.
As a palate cleanser, I'll ask you your favorite color again.
I'm going to say black, even though it's a shade.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Right, there you go. Neville Gallimore on the hot seat.
He could not wait for that interview to end.
I know.
Put him on the hot seat.
He was sweating more than he was during practice just doing the interview. Okay, so I have to tell you, I can't find this one interview that I did, and I've searched everywhere for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep looking for it. Hopefully I'll bring it to you tomorrow. But today I can bring you Amon Green.
No. How did you even know Amon Green's name? That's an old running back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
From Nebraska.
Well, then what's his Simon. Name? Okay, Amon Simon.
From Texas A&M Commerce.
That I misidentified at first. Okay, so this is a shorter interview, and I asked him about one of the uncomfortable TikTok trends that's been going on here. So here is son of Amon Green, Amon Simon, number 61 for the Cowboys.
Amon, you got some time? Amon. I said Amon. Yeah. I'm usually, because I keep confusing with Amos Moses. You ever heard of that song, Amos Moses?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, neither have I. I just made up that title and everything. Amon.
Yeah.
You got a minute or two and we got to go.
Okay, cool. All right, Amon, are you a big TikTok person?
Not really. I spend a little time on there, but not most of my time. More of an Instagram, Twitter.
Right, Instagram, right. Twitter kind of guy. Well, there's a thing on TikTok called vabbing. I didn't know if you'd heard about
vabbing?
It. Yeah.
No, I heard of it.
Yeah.
Did you make that up too?
No, I didn't make that part up. That's do you really want to know what it is?
I mean, yeah.
It's where women take their scent from down there and they dab it behind their ears.
It sounded like something that I deal with that area.
Yeah.
No, I ain't never heard of that.
You've never experienced that or heard of that and everything. Okay. And what's your Instagram handle?
__151.
Okay, and that has to do with your number 61.
Yeah. College number. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, college number.
Makes sense. Well, I know you got to get out of here. I just wanted to know your personal motto for camp.
Take every day. One day at a time. Keep chopping. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's it.
And all that'll fit on a T-shirt?
Just keep chopping. Keep chopping, Will. Keep chopping to fit on a T-shirt.
What is he saying there?
Keep chopping.
You know, keep chopping wood. Okay, so how did I keep mishearing this?
What do you think he said?
Oh, you'll hear. Makes sense. Well, I know you got to get out of here. I just wanted to know your personal motto for camp.
Take every day. One day at a time. Keep chopping. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's it.
And all that'll fit on a T-shirt?
Just keep chopping. Keep chopping, Will. Keep chopping to fit on the T-shirt. Okay. I think so. I believe it will.
Keep topping.
Keep chopping.
Chopping. Okay. I thought you said topping, and I'm like, I'm not a top or a bottom.
No, keep chopping.
All
keep
right.
Chopping.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Always trying to work your agenda into.
I don't have an agenda.
Their mind. Gosh.
I don't have an agenda, sir.
Yeah, keep chopping. That's a big thing. Who's the team that had the axe and everyone was supposed to take a swing?
Oh, yeah.
And the kicker injured himself. Was that Jacksonville?
God, I hate those team-building exercises.
Maybe.
So the coach brought in a prop?
Yeah, everyone was supposed to, you know, and so take a chop every day.
Somebody took out his own shin?
Yeah. A kicker.
A kicker.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you not like the team-building exercise that Dave Campo had in San Antonio where he took the team to SeaWorld to teach them to be whales, not minnows?
That's such a four. That is such a shoehorn in. That is clearly a retrofitted theme.
I may have made up that part, the last part.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it sounds legit.
It was 2003. It was Jacksonville. It was their punter, Chris Hansen.
Whop.
And he swung the axe, missed, hit himself in the leg. And there was blood all over the locker room. And it ended the season. So keep chopping is maybe not the best idea.
Wow.
Keep chopping and start vabbing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm putting on a T-shirt.
Advice from Amon Simon. Little trivia note, the son of Paul Simon.
I'm going to doubt that.
The son of Paul Simon and Edie Brickell.
Yes. The son's about
now,
to play in the NFL.
Now plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah. I still need to verify that.
Okay. Let's verify. Maybe Channel 8 will do a verify on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm iffy on this because I swear we heard this one before, but you guys say we haven't talked to Malik Jefferson, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. You mentioned him earlier in the show because he went to Mesquite Poteet and then went on to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy, I interviewed him early on in camp, and he's the one who made me start noticing, you know, I think these players today are a lot nicer than they used to be in the past as far as their dealings with the media.
Hmm.
Because Malik Jefferson, I tried to interview him, right? I grabbed him as he's coming off the field, and he starts to talk to me, and then he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk. I need to go sign. So he had to go sign some autographs, you know, for the fans. And then, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just grab another player. You know, that interview is not going to happen. Well, after I interviewed another player, he comes back to me like about 15 minutes later as I'm about to head off the field. And he goes, hey, man, did you still need that interview?
Wow.
He found
That's
me.
That's very unusual.
He sought me out and found me. And then I talked with him for a while and asked him about some cowboy trivia. So here is my interview with the very sweet player and one of DFW's own, Malik Jefferson.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, do a mic check, name and number. Let me get the level here.
Malik Jefferson, number 45.
What? You need to change your number?
I need to go to 46 again, huh?
You know, it seems like all the 40s, though, are they really that good at numbers?
What?
Like, what do you think?
My number in college.
What do you think is the worst number in football?
Jesus, like 41. Or...
See, I told you, it's in the 40s for sure, right?
Yeah, 60s, like, well, it depends on the position. Like, I'm not looking at 41. Like, 41 is like, okay, you play safety or linebacker? Or,
right.
Like, what do you play? I don't know. I guess 41 is pretty bad.
What was your favorite football team growing up?
This is actually funny. Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
David Garrard.
See,
Bruce Jones-Drew, Fred Taylor.
This is going to hurt because I'm going to be asking you Dallas Cowboy trivia questions. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I figured they would have given you guys like a little two-hour schooling on the history of the Cowboys or something.
My parents weren't good Cowboy fans growing up. My dad was, excuse me.
Okay.
Well, both of my parents were.
Okay, can you name three former quarterbacks of the Dallas Cowboys?
Troy Aikman, Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, who's a good one? Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach.
There you go. Now name two more than that.
Two more than that?
Yeah. You're doing great.
Let's see. Can it be backups?
Sure.
Andy Dalton. my favorite one. Garrett Gilbert. That's my dog.
Oh, really?
I love Garrett. He's a good guy. Texas guy, you know?
All right, how about some wide receivers? Can you name me five Cowboy wide receivers from the past that can't have played within the last 5 years?
Mike Dez. Crap.
That's pretty good.
No, there's only two.
Oh, sorry.
I can't even, like, I can't focus right now. Hold on. No, I don't even think I can think about all of them right now. Oh, Cole. I love Cole Beasley. That's all I can think about right now.
How many of Jerry's kids can you name?
It's T.O., by the way. Zero. One of them went to my college, went to Texas. We had a class together. I didn't even know it. She's around my age. I'm 25. Do you know her name?
Oh, was it?
It's his granddaughter. Excuse me. It's his granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Steven, obviously. But
right.
After that, not really.
I thought you were talking about the newest kid that he had.
No. I actually know his grandson, his other grandson. I went to Arkansas, played quarterback.
Yeah.
I went to Highland Park. I know him. Mm-hmm. So.
John Paul Stevens Jones the third.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yep. So, yep. That's about it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet Jerry Jr. That would have been an easy guess.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about
Charlotte.
That. Charlotte. I heard about Charlotte. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
Mesquite Poteet.
Oh, you're a Mesquite Poteet guy.
Yeah.
A Skeeter.
No.
Oh.
Pirate. I was the only one out of my. That's so funny.
You got to quiz me on Mesquite trivia.
It's natural for everybody to say Skeeters. Why?
I don't know. Mesquite Skeeters.
There's only one person they have in the NFL.
Isn't there a football team
in Mesquite that are the Skeeters?
Yes, it's the main high school.
Okay.
Well, how many high schools?
You're acting like I was in.
How many high schools in Mesquite though?
I would say four. I'm going to guess.
It was close. It's five.
Is there five?
It's five.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Do you still have a home in Mesquite?
Yes. That's my parents. My parents are from.
And how long did they live there, or have they lived there?
My whole life.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how many brothers and sisters you got?
I have two older brothers.
And did they do football, or?
No, one did, and the other one was, they're both really smart. Got economic degree and biology degrees, and they make good money, so.
They were smart enough not to go into football?
I guess I was the dummy.
No, you're like a smart guy, too. So what would you do if you weren't doing football? I mean,
oh man, so many things. I first started in the community trying to help people out.
I don't think there's a lot of money in that.
No, I'm not a money hungry person, honestly.
Live off that brother that's making.
I know
that
he's
money.
Making pretty good money, but he got four kids, so.
Oh dang!
Yeah, you got to feed the kids.
How many kids you got?
Zero.
Are you looking to keep it that way for a while?
Yeah. I need to focus on this. It's cool having a family, but that's a hard life, especially what I've been through. So.
How many kids, what have you been through, or dare I ask?
Just moving from city to city every year, and it's just hard. I don't know if anybody through that right now. Same with the...
Oh, you're talking about NFL-wise,
correct.
Moving, yeah.
Correct, and even with a girlfriend, I wouldn't even want to do that.
Are you pretty... Oh, yeah, you got to get going. Anyway, appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem.
It was good talking to you.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. And
I'll get on that tribute.
Go Pirates.
Oh, appreciate it.
Mesquite Poteet Pirates.
True.
So right into you. Favorite cowboy that I talked to.
Yeah, he's
so
really nice.
Sweet and nice and funny.
We're up to five high schools in Mesquite now.
Yeah.
Mesquite Poteet, North Mesquite, West Mesquite. What's the other one?
Horn.
Mesquite Horn. There you go. Okay.
Mesquite Ski.
Five of them now.
Man.
And he's a Pirate.
I think you're right. I think football players are getting friendlier.
Yeah. All these guys were really nice this year.
Mm-hmm. They really were.
Yeah. This is his seventh team.
It's far cry from
just 4 years.
When you'd go and, hey, T.O., can I have a moment? And he would act like you didn't even exist. He would just keep walking like he didn't even hear you. You're the only person near him.
Yeah, and you got started on 90s Cowboys who were very guarded, you know, with all the pub that they were getting that wasn't always good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you were around for the aughts, too, and...
I'm telling you, they were
I think
always
a little more accessible.
Yeah, and now every guy that I tried to talk to was like running into a P1 at you know guys' night out.
Yeah,
I mean it's like they're just yeah, sure, man. What's going on? What, you know?
Yeah,
so casual. Malik Jefferson. Everyone should root for him. Hopefully, this won't be just another stop for him, and he's on to another team.
Could be. He's got a lot of numbers to deal with.
Yeah,
but, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.